Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today in the studio with me is Pastor Tom Wirth. He is currently at Community Covenant Church in Manlius, and you have written a book. It's called The Incarnation. It's 25 poems about the advent of Christmas. What inspired you to write this book?
When my wife and I were first married, 44 years ago, we decided to send out creative Christmas cards each year, and so I began to write a poem each Christmas to send out to our friends. I had graduated from a small Bible college in upstate New York, so we wanted to use Christmas as an opportunity to celebrate the good news.
And this is just a beautifully illustrated book, and you know the illustrator, so tell us a little bit about her.
I've been making mission trips to Bulgaria ever since 1991, soon after the fall of communism. One of the cities to which I travel is Silistra, up on the Danube River, across the border from Romania. And a Pastor Yanko there has had me every year, and he put me in touch with an artist who lived in Silistra and has been painting for the glory of God ever since the early 70s, when she went to art school under communism, and then began to paint biblical subjects. The trouble was the communists disapproved of her painting religious subjects, and so they would confiscate her paintings at times, and so she had a struggle there, but she managed to hide them. Now, since communism, she has made her home into an art gallery with over 300 paintings of mostly biblical subjects, starting in Genesis and going all the way to Revelation. So we've enjoyed just visiting her. She published a catalog of her works back in 2016. And when we started putting together this book of Christmas poetry, we asked her for permission to use her images.
So where can people find The Incarnation, the book that you've just written?
It's available from three sources. You can get in touch with World Challenge, which is a missions organization. It's kind of a sister organization to Teen Challenge, and they have sponsored the publication of this book. And also, you can order it on Amazon and also Christian book distributors.
And I see that it's also an audiobook?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure if the audio version is available yet, but yes, that is in the works if it's not available.
And I see that there's a pencil sketch by Marcia Wirth. Who's that?
That's my wife. That's from one of our early Christmas cards. She drew a sketch from a photograph that her uncle took of her and our firstborn.
The thing that I like about this book is it's so personalized. You've got not just artwork by your wife and this woman that you've met, but also you have a picture in here of your grandmother and Elizabeth. And I thought that was a very touching part. It was just really nice to see how you personalized the book and made it so that people could even personalize it into their lives. And that's exactly what Christmas is about, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We celebrate God coming and making himself very, very personal.
Is there anything else that you would like to share about the book that really affected you?
Well, I find the more that I write about the Incarnation, the more I realize that I haven't written about the Incarnation. The subject is inexhaustible. And here, I've been around for a few years. I'm in my mid-60s and have been writing poems most every year for the last 44 years. And there's so much more. We're dealing with this marvelous wonder. And I think also, sometimes it's good to consider it apart from Christmas. So if you get a book, save it for the summer and read it again.
Pastor Tom, why don't you share something from the book that you've written called The Incarnation?
This is one of the first poems that I wrote after the birth of our firstborn, our daughter Catherine. When you become a father, you're kind of in an altered state, just wonder and holding this little infant in my arms and, of course, so proud of my wife, just rejoicing together. I wrote this down, and it's called Little Hands, Little Feet. Little hands, little feet, clutching at the air, kicking, crying as little lungs take in air for the first time, eyes wandering aimlessly, unable to focus, blinking, yawning, stretching, nursing, messing, sleeping, totally helpless. God became like that once to help us. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus.
We just heard from Tom Wirth. He just read a selection from The Incarnation.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@morrishillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Morris Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's M-A-K-Y-E-S Road. Syracuse, New York, 13215.